I'm sorry, I don't do radio.
Okay, men, you heard him. Now let's do something about it.
Do not speak to me in that tone. I know what I did. Chingley was just an insignificant chunk of human phlegm. We're better off without her.
Into the car, everyone, just to be safe. If there were no bears and only bulls, the market would go nowhere but up.
Now don't you move. I'll go get your mother. Oh, if I can just remember how to get back to your house.
Oh, you know what your little brat did. Soaked my dentures in pine saw. Damn boy has no sense. I've been eating trees for a month.
It's simply preposterous.
Doctor, please, if you would
I won't have any more of it. He is obviously a lunatic. Time machine, indeed.
Here we go. Sue moves in quickly, wrapping her arms around his waist and kissing his neck. Art, her husband, is quick to acknowledge this and... Art has picked Sue up and is running the halls to the bedroom.
Let me get this straight. Uh-huh. You're telling me he was pushing the sheep over the fence and he slipped and fell back onto him.
According to the sheep, sir.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't buy it.
I am eternally thankful. Thankful my farmer tan is golden brown and spectacular. Thankful for the beautiful red cedars and pines that have been provided for men to chainsaw down.
It hurts too much just knowing that I can't have you to hold, to caress, to dismember limb by limb.
Well, you're a little edgy. Oh, but that's a good question. Just think of me as the neighbor you never wanted.
Yeah, that's funny, huh? Nah, all right.